And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely on this Sunday morning to be joining you. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I have across from me Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And lovely Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, all.
Look, it is such a nice time of year. Weather is warming up, which means there's no excuse not to be outside moving our bodies. But if you need a little extra motivation, September means it's also Steptember, which we love here on the House of Wellness. It's our chance to raise money for cerebral palsy awareness by doing 10,000 steps each day. It's such an awesome campaign.
And not hard to do. 10,000 steps sounds a lot, but it's really not a lot. So let's get into it.
It's such a simple way to motivate people, to actually get them exercising. And look at the weather here in Sydney. It is glorious. So what better day to start it?
Yes, that's right. So 34,000 Australians live with cerebral palsy. So today we shine a light on what they live with daily. And to do that, we're joined by Professor Rod Hunt, the Director of Research Victoria for Cerebral Palsy Alliance, who takes us through the signs and symptoms of this condition and the way forward once diagnosed. Also coming up, talking about fitness, the personal trainer whose client list includes Rebel Wilson, Jono Castano, is going to talk to us about his own health regime and what to add to your diet for the months ahead, which, you know, we're coming out of winter and I feel some of us might feel a little need for some help in that area.
Well, I think Rebel Wilson has done an incredible job at not only being incredibly funny, but obviously, look, you know, she looks amazing. She seems healthy, so he's done a great job.
He has. Although I choose not to compare myself to other people, Zoe.
It's probably wise.
I'm in my own lane, right? I'm in my own lane, and I'm just doing what I can.
Yeah, seems as we can deviate off our own lane, can't we? We can go back and forth of it. So,
but any help I can get, I'm excited to hear from Jono Castano. And to top off the show, we are talking to Joao Paulino de Carvalho, a pharmaceutical scientist, about ingestible beauty. I've never heard of this.
I find this really interesting. There's such a huge craze to nootropics and foods that can actually increase our nutritional value, but also obviously the vitality of our skin. I'm really interested to see what he has to say.
So beauty coming from within based on what we're actually eating, which of course fruits and vegetables, that's always going to make
perfect
you kind
sense.
Of... Well, yeah, but this is sort of taking it that step beyond.
But bear in mind, Zoe, as you know, that 92% or something of Australians don't get the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables across the day. So maybe we're missing the basics.
Look, I think I would be out of a job if everyone would abide by that. As a nutritionist who has a practice and has had a practice for years and years and years, I think that job would be very obsolete if we could just do those 5 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit a day.
It's so hard though, Zoe.
It's not as hard as you think, actually, Jo.
At times
vegetable juicing, smoothies, dips with grated carrot. It's just kind of being creative and colourful.
All right. Okay, well, there you go. 131-873 is our number, and Zoe is here to help with your nutrition if you have any questions for something that might boost you a little with your nutrition, or if you have a symptom you can't shake or you're after something to supplement what you're already doing for your health, do give us a call, 131-873. Gerald is also here to answer your questions. Next up, creating awareness for cerebral palsy.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. diet. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse. Get the Melrose MCT oil range from $17.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131873. Do give us a call if you have any questions for Gerald or Zoe to support your health. But first, this month is Steptember, where over 130,000 Australians have taken up the challenge to do 10,000 steps each day to raise money for those living with cerebral palsy. And this morning we shine a light on this condition, which 34,000 people in our country live with every day. Joining us on the line is Professor Rod Hunt, the Director of Research Victoria at Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you back on the show. Can you please explain what cerebral palsy is?
Sure. Cerebral palsy describes a broad group of conditions. They're not all exactly the same, but they always involve some challenges with movement and posture. There are often other conditions that go along with it. And unfortunately, it's a condition for which we don't yet have a cure. So in Australia at the moment, there's about 34,000 individuals affected by cerebral palsy, and worldwide there are 17 million.
Rob, you know, my friend of mine does this every single year. I think he walked 350,000 steps last year. But can you explain to us what some of the stats are? Because it's a lot more than the average actually thinks about.
Absolutely. You might be surprised to know that every 20 hours in Australia, a child is born who is going to go on to develop cerebral palsy. And for those children, one in two of them will have chronic pain. One in two of them will have some sort of intellectual challenge. One in three of them will have trouble walking. One in four will have epilepsy. And one in four will have some communication challenges. So it's much more common than we think, and it has a broad range of manifestations.
Rod, do you feel there's a role in inflammation of the brain, so neuroinflammation? And if that's the case, are there therapies perhaps in your role that you are seeing which may play some way of settling that neuroinflammation, perhaps even cannabis down the track?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And we know that of the people that have cerebral palsy, about 40% of them will have been born prematurely. So in that group of individuals, inflammation of the brain is almost certainly one of the triggers that leads to the injury that causes cerebral palsy. We are undertaking some research in Australia at the moment looking at anti-inflammatory therapies for babies who are born very prematurely while they're still in the NICU to see if we can dampen down some of that inflammation and prevent the injury that goes on to cause cerebral palsy. So we're hoping with these therapies we might see further reductions in the rates of CP. Cannabis oil and THC are very exciting therapies in a range of neurological conditions, but we have not yet gone down that path for individuals affected by CP.
Okay.
It's interesting, as a parent, I mean, we all kind of have these benchmarks of kind of what a healthy child should actually be. And reading some of these stats, I mean, it's not walking by 12 to 18 months or not talking by 24 months. I mean, that's not something that is completely abnormal. My question is, do genetics or epigenetics play a part of it? Like, is it precursors, triggers of our environment, you know, prenatal, or is it just our genes that are setting this off? What can we do?
Yeah, that's also a really good question. You know, historically, we didn't think that genetics had a huge role in cerebral palsy. The rates of CP amongst brothers and sisters was actually quite low. But genetic technology has improved dramatically over the last decade. And so now with the advent of investigations like whole exome sequencing and whole genome sequencing, we're applying those techniques to cohorts of people with cerebral palsy, and we are finding some genetic traits that increase the likelihood of individuals having CP. We do think, though, that it's unlikely to be one specific factor that results in this condition for most people. It's more likely to be a causal pathway, so a series of events that set people up to have an injury to the brain with one final straw that breaks the camel's back and chips them into having a brain injury that causing CP.
Rod, of course, September is all about raising very critical funds to support those living with cerebral palsy. What kinds of support is available?
Well, at the individual level, Cerebral Palsy Alliance supports nearly 8,000 clients and their families to achieve mobility, communication, independence, and community inclusion. So our services include access to therapy, telepractice, support centres. We are very strongly motivated to provide early diagnosis to families with children with this condition and early targeted intervention for babies with cerebral palsy to improve their longer-term outcomes. There's delivery of therapy to children and families in rural and regional Australia. And there's a big push in the innovation and technology space to develop new equipment to assist communication and mobility. So there's a lot of stuff going on for individual families. But beyond that, the funds raised for September are critical to supporting research that we are doing to try and prevent and minimise the impact of brain injury and cerebral palsy.
And one of the biggest challenges, Rod, must be that as these children are diagnosed, then as they get older, it presents a whole further list of challenges from employment and opportunities. What steps are in place to make sure those pathways are a little smoother?
Yeah, that's another great question. There's a group based in Melbourne led out by Dinah Redderhoff who are doing a lot of research and a lot of work in this space. And they are looking at transitional pathways for children and adolescents into early adulthood to streamline some of the life challenges that we all have, which are particularly challenging for individuals with CP. So we are generally, I think, across the board becoming better at inclusivity and being considerate of challenges in the access space. So making employers more conscious of what is required to make their workplace wheelchair accessible, disability accessible, those sorts of things have come a long way so that children and adolescents with CP can even get into an employment space for an interview and then get to work. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of support groups going on through the Cerebral Palsy Alliance and through health services to provide adolescents and early adults with emotional support, because there is a huge emotional morbidity attached to this. This is a very challenging condition, and depression and anxiety is more prevalent for these people than it is in the general population. So being mindful of that and being able to diagnose that early and intervene in a supportive way has been critical for these people.
Well, thank you so much for all the incredible work that you do at Cerebral Palsy Alliance. It's absolutely critical. And we encourage you to head out this September, get into Steptember, do your 10,000 steps a day, get involved and raise those critical funds, or you can donate as well. Steptember.org.au is the website. Thank you so much, Rod.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
You have a fantastic Sunday. 131-873 is our number. We will get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Swiss Beauty Bio Retinol Serum range from $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to a call. 131-873 is our number. With any questions to support your health, good morning, Priscilla in Doncaster.
Good morning, Priscilla. How can we help?
Good morning, Joel. Look, I've got really bad sciatica. Uh-huh. I've had it for 3 weeks. The left side of me, at night, it's the worst. I can't handle the pain. I've been taking Nurofen Plus and I've been having physio, but nothing seems to work.
The difficulty, Priscilla, is it's pain caused by pressure on the nerves in your lower back and your lower spine. And there's no simple solution. And look, you can add magnesium at night to help you get some better sleep, to relieve the tension in your back. You can add some turmeric to the Nurofen Plus, which at least may take the need to have as many of those. You can keep pushing it with your physio. You can look at therapies like Kiza, which advertise on this network. So it's a matter of strengthening your lower back. But in the meantime, maybe you consider putting more pressure on your physio to say, look, I'm not sleeping at night. It's driving me crazy. And then it just might relieve some of that anxiety. But there is no simple solution. It's a complex matter, but it's the sort of thing that's got to be resolved because it won't resolve on its own.
We hear this all the time. Pain is such a critical thing and it's so hard to manage, but we always talk about these sort of rich anti-inflammatory style diets. And although it's not, you know, this might be the straw that broke the camel's back, it is a cumulative program. So looking at really as much colourful foods, we know a lot of B12 type foods as well, liver, clams, oysters, lamb are really, really useful. But exactly like Gerard said, we need a lot of that curcumin in the diet as well. It's one of the richest antioxidants. Even adding things like that into your smoothie, an active curcumin powder that you can buy from Chemist Warehouse, pop it into a smoothie with your berries, with your avocado, with your hemp seed oil, blend it up and you can have that for breakfast. It's rich and nutrient dense.
I would say that back pain has got to be one of the most common sorts of pain that people live with.
Awful. I can't remember the stats, but about a third of Australians live with some sort of back issue.
So we're thinking of you there, Priscilla. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. But first, I just wanted to mention this fantastic interview that's on the House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7. Those of us who've had little ones in our lives will know that the yellow wiggle, a.k.a. Emma Watkins, is a superstar. I mean, she's
in our house. Maybe not so much as an 8-year-old, Emily, but she used to be.
I can tell you now that Zach, age 2, is besotted with Emma.
Oh, she's extraordinary, right? So, but she's also ambassador for Endometriosis Australia. Mm. And in this interview, she shares her experience with being diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis. Wow. You can imagine she was touring the world with this very debilitating condition. And this is such an important conversation because so many women suffer in silence and it has a profound impact on your life.
Yes.
It's quite interesting with endometriosis. A lot of the time what we don't realise, it's an insulin-dependent disease. So it's critical that we actually focus on a very broad, low-carbohydrate, low-glycemic style diet. And there's lots of supplements that we can actually add in to support this. I'm a big fan of chromium in the diet as well. But a lot of what I'm seeing in my practice is women with things like endometriosis or polycystic ovarian syndrome who are doing a lot of intermittent fasting. It's not a great idea. It's very important that we don't have these large gaps in between our eating because it does compromise our insulin and that can then exacerbate the problem as well. So I think it's important that we get the right advice when we're changing our diet, particularly because there's so many fads out there as well.
That's very interesting. I've never heard that before, though.
Yeah, so I'm seeing this quite a lot, particularly a lot of young girls. I mean, I've got a little bit of polycystic, so I've always been quite focused on a regular eating pattern of low glycemic, lots of rich, you know, good proteins, good fat in my diet as well. But now being back in practice, I'm seeing it more and more, you know, people in general having big gaps and it's just not working for them as well. If you're going to have a gap, have it at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day.
But the thing with endometriosis, I think, is really important that you actually seek help because I think there's a stigma attached to it. And so women frequently kind of just, I don't know, tolerate these symptoms and think, oh, well, it's just, you know, the way it is for me. But actually, no, go and seek help and get it diagnosed because there is treatment. There are therapies that can at least ease the symptoms.
As a father of three girls, I was fascinated by two things. One, that Emma was so gentle in discussing the fact that she'd lived with this for so long. The other was Marie Davenport, I think, who said that her daughter was starting to show abdominal pains at 10 and basically being ignored. Now, that's the system needs to smarten up when these things are concerned.
So, of course, it's not just the chronic pain. It's difficulty to conceive. It can be hard to work. It affects your career. It's costly, so it affects financial security for women. So it's a very big thing. So we really want to encourage you, if you are someone who you or someone in your life you feel may have endometriosis, do seek help. Don't just battle on.
And I think what's interesting is sometimes those symptoms can be very confusing and they're very broad symptoms as well. So abdominal pain, you can basically have what for a lot of women who are menstruating, they can put it down to, just simply down to a bad period as well. So I think if you've got any question marks around it, just go to your GP and start the process.
Yeah. So endometriosisaustralia.org is a fantastic resource. Also Jean House for Women's Health, jeanhouse.org.au. And if you want to read more about Emma Watkins' story, head to houseofwellness.com.au. There's a really beautiful story about our yellow wiggle, who's actually moved on from being a yellow wiggle now, but she'll always be that in our heart.
Always. Won't she? Best colour.
That's right. So 131-873, keep your calls coming. And in just a moment, we'll be talking with celebrity personal trainer John O'Cassidy Stano on a healthy way to get in shape for summer.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Melrose MCT oil range from $17.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Lorna in Petrie.
Good morning, Lorna.
Good. Thank you very much. Good morning. I wanted to know, I suffer from cholesterol and someone said to me that this product could help. It's called Co-G-R-Y-R. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Are you seeing your doctor?
I want to know.
Is your doctor helping you with this, Lorna, or so you're on medication for your cholesterol?
Yes, for Crestor. And I just wondered if this other stuff was safe to take.
I don't know the other product, Lorna, and perhaps you could run it past, take it into your local pharmacy or your GP and ask them. But I've got one suggestion for you. If you add beta-glucan fibre into your cholesterol medication, your levels will settle. They'll go into balance because cholesterol is not a single reading. It's a combination of readings. So you can buy that from your pharmacy in either powder, which is not as nice as having the cereal and put some yogurt on top and a bit of fruit and away you go for breakfast every morning. That will help lower your cholesterol and maybe in time enable you to have far less of the Crestor and maybe even get off it. So that's my suggestion for you.
It's interesting because a lot of people don't realise the relationship between fibre and cholesterol as well. It's not just what binds and actually rids us, but it actually helps with the absorption of other fats as well. It is really important that we make sure that we do have enough of those good monounsaturated rate of fat. So if you're cooking with certain foods, cooking with extra virgin olive oil is definitely the best. Commonplace things like look at your labels. I always say to clients, if you're reading a label, just make sure your fat content is no more than about 4% of saturated fat in the diet as well. And you also want to look at sugar. It is a holistic pathway. We want to look at all elements. So making sure if you're reading labels, no more than sort of 5% of the product is coming from sugar. But fiber, add it in any way you can, but beta-glucan is a really good start.
Thanks, Lorna, for your call. Jane in Liverpool, hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I've been using some essential oils for different things like sinus and helping sleep and everything. But I was just worried that it might affect any oral medications that I'm on.
In a word, Jane, no. If you're getting results from those essential oils, you just steam straight ahead because they are very much an underrated therapy. So go for it.
Thanks, Jane. Well, these days maintaining a healthy lifestyle can often prove difficult because life simply gets in the way, I think, for many of us. We're so busy. However, this morning we are getting a kickstart to feeling healthier in a natural way. John O'Castano is a celebrity personal trainer with his own fitness business and he joins us on the line. Hi there, Jono.
Hey, how are you? How are you going?
Well, I'm doing well, but it is that time of year when we think, well, maybe we should shed the kilos that we did gain over winter. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and perhaps some others listening. But most of us wouldn't consider what's known as healthy fats. I certainly am not really across healthy fats. So I'd love to know, what are they and why are they essential in our diet?
Well, you know, when we talk about healthy fats, they're super important because it's essential for maintaining good overall health. If we are focusing, like, say, for example, myself, you know, I focus on a ketogenic diet, which is super essential to have those fats to fuel your workouts, fuel your day, and then keep you fuller for longer. So for those of us that don't understand what a ketogenic diet is, you know, it is high volumes of fat, moderate volumes of protein, and a low carbohydrate diet. So it works, you know, for me. I've been doing it for a bit. It works really well with my clients, and it's helped me shed those kilos off myself that I put on over winter.
The good old winter bulge. Love that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I am a big fan of the keto style diet, particularly a little bit more of a flexible style keto. How long do we need to kind of focus on it? Because often when I work with my clients, they get a little overwhelmed thinking they've got to do this forever.
Yeah.
And where do things like MCT oils and coconut oils, where do they play a part in all of this?
Well, you know, like I think it, just to kind of answer your question there, like a lot of us, even my clients, you know, they kind of, they do ketogenic for about, you know, a 12-week period, which I think is a great time because a lot of us, you know, when we do explain a ketogenic diet to a lot of people, they get scared because of the volumes of fat that you're consuming. So for me, it's trying to help them understand on what ketogenic is, you know, like it's about reaching a ketosis state, you know, so that will take 1 to 2 weeks at least to kind of see the benefits of the volumes of fat that we are intaking. So, you know, we talk about, you know, like the good fats, like, you know, you talk about MCT oil, which I love to consume in the mornings. That kind of obviously boosts your workouts, boosts your energy, and then, like I said before, keeps you fuller for longer. But yeah, that's what ketogenic is about.
Should a person who's thinking of a ketogenic diet, Jono, get some sort of, if they're on medications, is it worth a medical checkup or at least a discussion with your GP?
100%. I think I always recommend speaking to your GP prior to starting any type of if it's a diet, because you know you want to make sure as well that everything's functioning well. But yeah, GP 100%.
I always love to kind of look behind the curtain and find out what other practitioners are up to. So just tell me, how do you start the day?
Well, for me, I'm following a ketogenic at the moment, so. For me, the way I love to start is having my MCT oil in the morning, which, you know, I feel that instant boost straight away. And that's the reason why I do love following a ketogenic, because it's just the amount of energy that I get without obviously using any glucose and having my carbohydrates. So for me, it works really well, but that's the way I've been starting my mornings. And hey, you know, it's, the results have been happening. I've been getting those winter kilos off, which is great.
So, Jono, can you just break it down for beginners like myself? What actually does an MCT oil do?
Okay. So say, for example, you are following a low-carbohydrate diet or you're following a ketogenic diet. So as soon as, say, for example, you have your MCT oil or your any type of fat, right? So what that's going to do is all that's going to transform into ketones, which is what's going to give you the fuel, you know? So say, for example, if you're not in a keto state, you're going to be using glucose as energy. That's the reason why you need to give it about 2 weeks to hit ketosis state, because then those MCT oil, that all those fats that you're getting from that, that's what's going to transfer into ketones, which equals energy.
So it allows your body to burn fat for fuel rather than glucose. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Right. And so when we're choosing MCT oil, what should we be looking for?
Well, for me personally, I love to support, you know, Australian products. So I definitely think choosing something that's Aussie-based. Something that's organic is always going to work best, and something that obviously has that palm oil in the ingredients in there. So I think if you're looking for those three things, I think that's the best way to look into.
And what sorts of foods are we going to be supplementing that with?
Well, you know, like there's so many healthy fats out there. I actually include a lot of dairy in it myself. You know, I love cheese myself, so I love to add that in. There's avocados, you know, there's nuts, there's Greek yogurt. There's so many different options that you can include in there because, you know, you need those high volumes of fat and, you know, you're trying to reduce as much carbohydrate intake as possible, like your pastas, you know, all that type of stuff.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Jono. You've inspired me to do a little something more towards my fitness and health today.
Nah, pleasure. Yeah, definitely give it a go. The results are amazing. The clients love it. And I think, you know, it's so easy to follow, you know. It's not complicated at all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jono. You have a great Sunday.
Likewise. Take care. Take care, guys.
Next up, what is ingestible beauty on the House of Wellness?
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Shake off the winter slumber and kickstart your fitness with Melrose Health MCT Oil Kickstart at Chemist Warehouse. Sustainably derived from organic coconuts, it's the perfect boost you need to optimise a keto diet, delivering an instant surge of ketones to fuel your body and mind. In your morning coffee, smoothie or by itself, it supports fat burning, healthy weight management and cognitive and physical performance. Melrose Health MCT Oil Kickstart is just $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Swiss Beauty Bio Retinol Serum range from $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. We have Anita from Carlingford. Good morning, Anita.
Hi, good morning, taking my calls. Basically, I just found out that I have fatty liver from taking tamoxifen for the last 2.5 years. So I just wondering anything that I can do to reverse it.
The herb of choice, Anita, is called milk thistle, and you can buy that from your pharmacy. It is quite compatible with your medication. There's not an issue at all, and that will bring your liver enzymes back into shape. It will take a month or two. It's safe long-term, so just go for it. Milk thistle from your pharmacy.
Anita, funnily enough, I've just worked with a client who's been on tamoxifen for the last 2 years herself, and I've actually worked very closely with her endocrinologist because I actually, although there is levels of safety, I am a big believer that at times we do need to be mindful of herbs because of the certain pathways that we come when it comes to detoxes. So with my clients, I basically took them through a 2-week detox. We use milk thistle, cruciferous vegetables, coriander, coupled with a very supportive liver-style diet. It is important that you do work because in the case of my client, we actually took her off her medication just for the 2-week period, just to make sure there was no more increase of absorption or decrease of absorption of the medication. But these herbs are fantastic, but it is important that you are having regular blood checks because although they are safe, they're safe in inverted commas as well. But detox diets can be really fabulous and can be really supportive moving forward.
And thank you so much to all of our callers today. Houseofwellness.com.au. If you have further questions, head to the Ask tab there, houseofwellness.com.au. Well, the good news is that these days wellness and beauty go hand in hand. There is a mantra: in order to look good on the outside, it must come from within. And that's key to our discussion this morning. Morning. Joining us on the line is Joao Paulino de Carvalho, a pharmaceutical scientist who works in the beauty industry. Good morning, Joao. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Can you tell us, please, about this thing that's gaining a lot of traction right now, which is ingestible beauty? What is this?
Oh, yes. So I think it goes back to the mantra that you were talking about just before, that idea that, you know, the skin that you love yourself in the most starts from the inside out. So it's about, you know, using quality, scientifically backed products to nurture your skin health from within. And I think that's a philosophy that many brands in the industry are abiding by these days.
Joao, I love this because I've always been a big believer and have advocated for a healthy diet and healthy supplement intake to actually, you know, radiate great skin. But can you just explain to me a little bit about collagen? Because I get confused by this, because what I can't understand is the collagen, like the marine collagens and the bovine collagens, do they actually convert and actually increase our own collagen, or is it just good amino acids and all the other additional things that are in these foods?
It's a very interesting question, because when you think about what collagen is per se, there are more often than not what you see in the industry when you go to the pharmacy or grocery, they're collagen, it's hydrolyzed collagen, meaning it's collagen peptides, which is just another way of saying that it's broken down little bits of protein. Now, those are just usually amino acids, but there are different, not all collagen peptides are made the same. So what we really want to look for is those types of peptides that have been clinically trialed, clinically studied. And what happens is, regardless of whether it's marine collagen or bovine or even porcine, different types of collagen might actually have different effects on the skin. So for instance, with marine collagen, there's clinical research to show that with a minimum of 3 grams per day, you're actually enhancing your skin hydration. Mm. With bovine, what you see is an enhancement in skin elasticity. So that's how it goes, really.
All right. Well, make sure that you head out and explore ingestible beauty. Thank you so much for your time today, Joao.
My pleasure.
We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets overwhelming, calm your mind with Swiss Stress Relief and Sleep Range at Chemist Warehouse. The range includes UltiBoost Calm Plus De-Stress, enriched with passion flower to support a healthy stress response in the body during the day. The UltiBoost Magnesium Plus Sleep Formula is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve sleeplessness. Unwind with Swiss from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Melrose MCT oil range from $17.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been great to have you with us over the last hour. Now, Gerald, as we're heading into the 1st of October when price increases for medicines are taking place, is there anything we need to share around that?
Yes, there is, and that's the reassurance that within the Chemist Warehouse group, there will be no increase in prices for thousands of medications. Great interview on the TV show.
Oh, yes, head along to Channel 7 today at midday to learn more about that.
Insert in the News Limited papers for the House of Wellness, some football players on the front, rugby and AFL.
They're very fit people. And there's a great story actually on the TV show today, AFLW midfielder Chloe Dalton. I love those players as well. Zoe, it's been awesome to have you.
Thanks,
as always.
Guys. Have a fabulous weekend.
Yes, as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, healthofwellness.com.au, for any more information that you might like with regards to anything that we covered on the show today. Gerald, great to have you as always.
Thank you, Joe. Good to see you. Good to see you too, Zoe.
Yes, and as always, we will see you next week.